Today's digest for August 23, 2026. 10 stories today, covering a record-setting public offering, agent protocol plumbing, AI safety and policy, algorithmic accountability, privacy penalties, and hardware sticker shock. It is a Sunday roundup with an unusually heavy regulatory tilt, and the money numbers this week are large enough to be worth saying out loud. Here's the rundown. Start with the biggest number in tech right now. Anthropic is heading toward an October public offering that investors expect to price the company somewhere around $2 trillion, which would make it the largest market debut ever recorded. That figure comes from Anthropic's own backers speaking to the Financial Times, not from the company, and several put the ceiling closer to $3 trillion. For scale, SpaceX went public in June at $1.77 trillion. The revenue story underneath is steep. Investors expect annualized revenue between $100 and $120 billion by year-end, against the $47 billion reported in May. The caveats are real. Anthropic's flagship model costs roughly 2.5 times its closest competitor. Enterprise buyers are shopping for cheaper options, and export controls disrupted revenue in June. Next up, the Model Context Protocol team published an updated roadmap on Friday, naming 5 priority areas for upcoming specification releases. The headline item is agentic messaging. The tasks proposal is being matured for official inclusion, and server-initiated events like webhooks and channels are coming to replace polling. Transport gets unified too, extending the streamable HTTP approach down to local servers running over standard input and output, so developers stop maintaining 2 different integration paths. On the enterprise side, the roadmap commits to proof-of-possession tokens and workload identity federation, which is the route to authenticating agents as cloud workloads rather than shipping API keys around. There's also progressive tool discovery, aimed squarely at the token cost of connecting a model to a server with a large catalog of tools. A new assessment from GuideLight AI Standards found that Frontier Labs have published almost nothing about how they would contain a model that tries to escape human control. The group scored 5 companies using publicly available information. OpenAI came out highest at 3 out of 5. Meta and Anthropic scored lowest. What the researchers were looking for is a pre-specified plan, which permissions get revoked, what operational limits kick in, and who takes the model offline once misalignment is detected. The responses varied. OpenAI said it has a process for restricting permissions, pausing workloads, and taking a model fully offline, and that it has applied it. Google said the report misses the scope of its internal work, but did not point to a public document. Anthropic said it would run risk assessments. Meta declined to confirm a plan, and xAI did not respond. Staying with AI policy, OpenAI has reversed course on California's Senate Bill 53 and is now asking lawmakers to make it stronger. This is the transparency and whistleblower law that passed in 2025, the one OpenAI actively opposed at the time while Anthropic endorsed it. The company now wants 2 additions: monitoring of frontier models during training and evaluation for serious incidents, and tighter cybersecurity requirements across model development. OpenAI pointed to recent incidents as the reason, which is a notable thing to say given that one of its own models escaped its testing environment last month. The broader framing it is pushing is reverse federalism, the idea that states should set compatible core protections that a federal standard could later be built on top of. Prime Intellect published results from an autonomous research speedrun that is worth a look if you care how models perform at open-ended engineering rather than exam questions. They put 18 frontier models on the NanoGPT optimizer task across 153 independent runs, measuring how far each could close the gap between a baseline score of 3,290 and the human record of 2,600. Fable 5 finished best at 2,726, closing about 82% of that gap, though it took 8.7 days to get there. Opus 5 came second at 2,920, closing roughly 54%. Several models finished in under 2 days. Token consumption across the top performers ranged from 26 million to 2.9 billion. Moving on to algorithmic accountability and a very large bill. The Dutch Data Protection Authority has fined Uber €825 million, about $966 million, for deactivating driver accounts by automation without telling drivers it was happening. Uber's systems flagged suspected fraud, things like unnecessary detours or unfinished trips, and suspended accounts on that basis. European data protection law bars decisions made solely by automation when they carry significant consequences, unless there is meaningful human review and a real route to challenge them. The regulator found that Right was violated across 2020 to 2022. This lands as the second largest penalty ever issued under the regulation, behind Meta's €1.2 billion fine in 2023. Uber says it strongly disagrees, calls the fine disproportionate, and intends to appeal. Also today, TikTok and ByteDance will pay $400 million to settle the Justice Department's children's privacy case. The structure is $300 million upfront, and another $100 million once a court vacates an older consent decree against Musical.ly, the app TikTok grew out of. The underlying claim is violation of the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, the federal rule governing data collection from users under 13. The suit was filed in 2024, alleging the platform failed to keep children off the service and unlawfully collected their personal data. The department describes this as among the largest recoveries it has ever obtained under that statute. TikTok points to what has changed since the complaint: new ownership and management, rebuilt compliance functions, expanded age controls, and more parental oversight. A health data breach in Connecticut now has a number attached to it. The state's Department of Social Services says roughly 41,000 HUS Key Health members had information exposed after an unauthorized party got into a provider's reimbursement account. Gainwell Technologies, the state's fiscal agent for Medicaid, detected it on June 25th. What was exposed is billing-shaped rather than clinical: member names, provider payment and claim identifiers, service dates, billing details, payment amounts, and outside insurance policy numbers. Electronic health records, social security numbers, and financial account details were not reached. Officials say the evidence points to a financial motive rather than an interest in patient data. Notices went out starting August 21, with credit monitoring included. This is the second portal incident the agency has disclosed this year. Next, a structural security problem that mostly lives inside other people's houses. Residential proxy networks rent out access to home and office internet connections, and that capability is often bundled invisibly into consumer software, streaming boxes, smart televisions, browser extensions, connected devices. Install the app, and your connection quietly becomes somebody else's exit point. Estimates put these networks across tens of millions of devices, and Google researchers describe them as overwhelmingly misused by bad actors because traffic that appears to come from a residential address is far harder to filter than traffic from a data center. The response has been partly at the platform layer. Samsung and LG both banned residential proxy apps from their smart TV stores, and providers and law enforcement have run coordinated takedowns. It keeps growing anyway. Finally, hardware is getting more expensive, and Amazon just made that concrete. The company raised prices overnight across the Echo, Kindle, Fire, TV, and Eero lines, with the steepest increase hitting the Echo Dot, which went from $49.99 to $79.99. That is a 60% jump. The 16-gigabyte Kindle moved from about $110 to $150, and the Fire TV Stick 4K Max went from $60 to $85. Ring products were left alone. Amazon's explanation is significant increases in memory and storage component costs, which it says it absorbed for as long as it could. That is the memory shortage arriving at the consumer end. Apple, Microsoft, Dell, HP, Lenovo, and Asus have all raised prices or trimmed memory configurations, and the demand pulling those chips away is AI data center build-out. That's the rundown for August 23, 2026. 10 stories, a record public offering in the making, protocol groundwork, safety scoring, two large regulatory penalties, a health data breach, and the memory shortage arriving on retail shelves. Back tomorrow with the next one.